I was rather hoping that at some point we'd be able to talk about Quatrain in book two, number 41 in book two. We've got a choice. I could either read it out to you in French, or I could translate it as I go along.
Translate it if you can. Not sure we have many French listeners.
It makes it more difficult, not because it's difficult for me to translate it, but it's difficult to explain the meanings. He's in this quatrain. He's talking about. He's making a wonderful prediction. It's, to my mind, one of the great predictions of his whole cycle. It's about the prediction of the nova, the new star, which appeared in 1572.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this was a very important event, although we've tended to forget how important it was, because until 1572, scientists and astronomers and astrologers believed that the skies themselves were perfect and were not subject to change, in contrast with the Earth itself, which is obviously very mutable and subject to change. So the heavens were very different from the Earth. But then suddenly, in 1572, this new star appeared near Cassiopeia, and it had a profound effect on men's thinking, because suddenly they realized that even the heavens were not sacrosanct, that even the heavens were subject to this mutability. And Nostradamus, writing in 1552, that is almost 20 years before it occurred, tried to set down its importance. And in the first three lines of this quatrain, he describes a star, this new star, locates it in the skies, and then in the fourth line he uses a technique which is very familiar to him, that is, he dated it by reference to a particular event. So if I go through it line by line, forgive me if it sounds terribly obscure, but these are the lines. The great star will burn for 7 days. From the darkness it will appear as though there were two suns. The great dog will bark all night when the great pontiff changes the territory. Now the problem is in translating it, I'm losing some of the double meanings. For example, in the last line, when I say, when the great pontiff will change his territory, he uses the word terroir. Now terroir does mean territory in French, but it also means terror. So you have this idea of the pontiff, that is the Pope, changing both the terror and the territory. I'll come back to the meaning of that shortly. I just want to go back to our original theme. I was saying that very often he would quote, and unless you knew what the quotation was, unless you could identify the text from which he'd taken this quotation, the line didn't have all that much sense, doesn't make all that much sense. But here, where I was talking about the what he calls le gros mastin, the great dog will bark all night.
It sounds like a constellation to me.
Well, it is. It's not a constellation. It's actually, it is really, I suppose. It's the star Sirius. And the quotation is from a shepherd's calendar published before Nostradamus wrote. And the actual translation is, the dog whose baleful barking brings in plagues and dreary death. So he's actually quoting from that in his third line. And in quoting in this way, he's referring to the dog star. And so, to try and make sense of the whole thing, he's dealing with the nova of 1572, one of the great wonders of his age. He's mentioning that it looks like a second sun. Now, of course, if there were a second sun in the skies, our whole cosmos would come to an end. And it was quite possible, if you didn't understand what the literary background to that was, that you might imagine that he was predicting a time when there would be two suns.
Right, right.
And the whole thing, the whole world would be thrown into chaos. Or there would be instant destruction. But in fact, he's referring to a text written around about the time Christ came to Earth called the Astronomica of Manilius, a poem in which Manilius developed this notion that Sirius itself was a second sun in the skies, a distant sun.
See, he must have been so well read in order to pull these different little lines and these scriptures from different books.
Oh, indeed, yes, he was amazingly well read in very many languages. And this is half the problem in trying to, you know, work out his quatrains. Not all the quatrains have all this inbuilt literary references. I've just happened to choose one which has. Then to come to the secret of this verse, which is the final line, which I said was when the great pope or pontiff changes the terra or the territory.
Mm-hmm.
Now, this is actually a reference to one of the greatest popes of the century, Gregory the 13th. And he came, when Pius the 5th died, Gregory came to the throne of Rome. And that was in 1572. That is in precisely the year of the
Nova.
And of course, you've got to remember that Nostradamus was writing this 20 years earlier. Now, Gregory was really responsible for some very important changes. For example, in the calendar, we still call our calendar the Gregorian calendar because it was Gregory who put the changes necessary for the change of calendar into effect.